The Joy Unleashed show empowers and inspires women to reclaim their joy. We provide tools, resources, and connections to help you unlock your true potential through engaging conversations, expert insights, and transformative stories. We create a vibrant and inclusive community where women can break free from the limitations that hold them back. I'm Joyologist Colleen Greco, and it is my honor to be your host. Let's get right into the show. If you feel like you're stuck, if you feel like you don't quite know your purpose, or maybe you know it, but you just can't find the path toward it. If you're uncomfortable in your own skin and want to finally master self-love, then we need to talk. I'm Colleen Greco, and I'm your Joyologist. I help women just like you to reclaim the joy they feel is missing in their life through mindset coaching and nutrition coaching. Whether you have weight to lose or simply need to get your gut in check, I've got you. We'll work together to retire limiting beliefs. Those are the stories that are keeping you from your purpose. I need you to hear me. Those are the stories that we need to get rid of in order to get you on your path to your purpose. We will work together to get you that life you've always dreamed of. It would be my honor to connect with you. Reach out to me via Instagram at @ColleenGreco or email Colleen@ColleenGreco.com. Let's get you back to the show. Welcome back to another episode of Joy Unleashed. I'm Colleen Greco, your humble host and resident joyologist. And today I have, I'm just going to throw it out there, as the guy that might just possibly have the biggest heart you've ever met. Without further ado, welcome Steve Ramona to the show.
You are, thank you so much. You are humble. There is no doubt about it.
There is no pressure to live up to that. It's fine. It's fine.
I have no problem, because what I love about you saying that is I can share my heart with others, and hopefully they can take it and share it with others. So it is a little bit of pressure, but it's more pressure to make sure I share it.
Perfect. Steve, I'm so glad you're here. You were gracious enough to have me on your show. And then for some reason, I don't know how I conned you into coming on mine, but here we are, and we get to have another awesome conversation. We should be so lucky.
Well, thank you for the chocolates to con me to come on. I really appreciate that. I'm kidding, audience, but no,
I was gonna say, you guys, like, I'm a nutrition coach. I can't be giving you chocolates.
No, that's not even dark chocolate. I can't use that right now.
Well, go ahead and introduce yourself, because I know people are gonna like instantly connect with you and be like, I need more of that.
So Steve Ramona, and I'm a podcast host, TV host, as you see, and I love my podcast, Doing Business with a Servant's Heart, because I believe serving and bringing value first before selling, whether it's selling the person you're talking to or their network, it's powerful. We are in the people asset business. Everybody listening, Colleen, me, we need people to make money. Let's get very serious. But how do we make an asset? How do you make a dollar into a million? Well, you've got to work at it. But the way to work at it is bring them value. If you haven't read it, read just chapter 4 of Think and Grow Rich, which is the law of increase, with Napoleon Hill, has brought increase to everybody. Carnegie, Ford, all those very wealthy, if you think of it today, Elon Musk, Mark Cuban, Tony Robbins. Imagine being able to bring value to those people. Well, that's what I want people to do now. When you meet somebody, your first thought is, how can I help Colleen today?
Yes.
Right? Might be, and it brings, so I want everybody to think about, when you get a Christmas present, two things happen. One, you know, even if it's not a good present, you're happy. You're always going to be joyologist, which I love. You're going to be joyful. But what's the second thing? Is that you want to give a gift back. And that's something in a servant's heart that I had to learn, and be honest, for 30 years, I did it wrong. And that's great, because now I can help everybody else, is I kept giving wonderful gifts, referrals, or resources and tips. But when people came back to me, Colleen, they'd go, hey, how can I help you? Oh, I'm good, Colleen. Enjoy those referrals. Well, what I learned from a very wealthy man was I just turned those people into takers. Now, maybe consciously they're not thinking that. They're like, hey, thanks for the referrals. But in their subconscious, in that mindset of like, it's kind of weird. You know, he gave me all these gifts. I want to help him. And he told me no. I just turned them into takers.
Yeah.
An audience, once I learned that, my abundance, I've made more abundance last year than I have in 3, 4, 5 years combined. And that's income, that's network. And I go back to people asset business. How can we be a better asset?
I love everything you're saying, not just because you just touted me and said, give Colleen all the things, although I subscribe to that. But it's all about, you know, how you can pay it forward. One of the things that, yes, it warms my heart, but it makes me crazy is right around Christmas time, you'll start seeing people in like the coffee drive-through line buying the coffee for the person behind them. I'm like, do that on a random Tuesday because it's a kind thing to do. Yes, around the season of like Christmas and Hanukkah and the season of giving, you think about giving, but how about the rest of the year? If you can just, you know, realize, like we were talking off air, you cannot get through this life alone. We are hardwired for connection, and it takes a village for all of us to succeed. And it's about paying it forward and making the connections. And you have no idea where those connections are going to lead. I just had one yesterday where, well, several weeks ago, my husband said I should reach out to this one particular person and have her on my show. And I said, she is never going to agree to be on my show. Let's just like, thank you, but it's never going to happen. And she said, yes. Yesterday, she was on the show. That was amazing. But then she made a lot of connections. I had no idea that 12 years ago when I ran behind her at the Boston Marathon, that I would have been sitting there yesterday having a conversation with her. We were both crying and then making those ultimate connections, and we're going to have dinner next month. What?
It's crazy. It's crazy. And let's
a long game.
It is. I say short-term money is today, long-term money is tomorrow. Meaning, yeah, you can go try to sell somebody today and you sell them. It's going to be a short-term sale. Wouldn't you rather have the long-term where you sign me up to be part of your program for 2-3 years instead of 2-3 weeks?
Yes.
And that's what it is. I want to do the time machine with you. I love doing this. So let's go back to 2019 where, you know, I didn't know you yet. I wish I did, but now I do. God's blessed us to be together. But we're doing our business and we're thinking about networking, and there's a little bit of networking. Then 2020 hits. Mm-hmm. And guess what? This epidemic of COVID. What did we learn for 2 years? How important connection is. Mm-hmm. My wife works at Trader Joe's, and she still has women, I don't know, recently, but early part of this year coming into the to the grocery store for the first time since COVID. 3 years later, mm-hmm. they've left their house. It's not good. And it should teach us as business people and in our personal life that connections are important. And we're not saying everybody, and you're not going to help everybody. A true servant heart will say no. Because it benefits the person you're saying no to, and it benefits you because it's just not a fit. It's a powerful thing to do. I had to learn that because I thought, hey, I've been a servant for 10 years. I'm helping all these people, but I realized they sucked the time out of my life. And I made no money. Yeah, I have a great, you know, I built great relationships, but we need abundance, or in our world, we call it money. We need that to pay our expenses. But joy is so powerful when you connect with people like we've connected. I mean, we jumped on a call here. We just started rolling. There was no, you know, uncomfortableness and thing. And that's what building a relationship is.
Yeah.
I might jump on a call later this afternoon and it's just not a good connection.
Well, that's the thing. You know, when you're out of alignment, you can feel it. And you're like, nope, this was a great conversation. Thank you so much. And we will never talk again. Right.
Yeah.
That's fine. But then there are other people where, you know, on our first conversation, I think you introduced me to like 6 other people in the matter of 5 minutes. I was like, where are these emails coming from? You are a networker. It doesn't even do it justice for what you do. You are a connector of people, and it is magical. And you get it that, you know, gone are the days of like just the old way of, I don't know, demand gen maybe is the best way to put it, but gone are the days of like the traditional sales and demand gen model. It is 100% relationships and connection, and people do business with people they like. They have that know, like, and trust factor. When they make the connection and they feel like it's authentic, it's like that is worth its weight in gold. And you don't have to try. People can see it in you. They know what your essence is just by, you know, the way that you show up.
Yeah. And think about this. Are you going to build a relationship when you give somebody something, bring them value? Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I don't think anybody's going to get mad if I got, you know, gave you six referrals. You're not going to be upset if none of them pan out. Maybe one of the – we can't think about it as a servant's heart or joy in business is you want to put it out there, the universe, the ether, faith, whatever you want to call that, because we don't know the how, why, or where it's going to come back to us, and we shouldn't care. But we're a world of COVID, recession, costs are going up, Ukraine war, and, you know, 2008, the stock market. We've had all these things happening.
Yeah.
But let's take care of each other. That's what we have control of.
And that's, as I was having that that interview a couple of weeks ago, where I was talking to Jarvis Gray, and I've since connected you with him, but he said something and I was like, doing business with the servant's heart. It was like top of my mind said, you need to know Steve Ramona. I don't know why you guys need to meet. I just know you are like-minded people, and like-minded people do really cool things together. And, you know, you may be in completely different markets, but I don't care. There's something there. Go meet each other.
I just paid it forward when you said that. I didn't say it in the green room before, but in the, you know, on the show, that is powerful. I mean, not that you talked about my podcast, you took the action, because I'm not a big talk, right? And I'm not a big guy to talk about myself. I know I'm doing good things and starting to build a legacy, and I'm not special, but what I'm special about, and I tell you, you're the same way, is we take action. Mm-hmm. You blur it out, you know, you got a business heart, you know, you got a servant's heart for business. We start paying that forward in whatever verbiage you use, but that culture. We're going to be smiling like that beautiful smile you have right now. It's just going to make us joy.
And joy is at the, and thank you, by the way, for the compliment. The check is in the mail. Not chocolates. It. Can't do chocolate, Steve.
I know.
Oh, my reputation. So like when you're guiding people that maybe don't quite get it, you feel like maybe they have the DNA, but they haven't quite turned that light switch on. What are some easy things that get them to think about, like, the long game? Again, because it's not, even when I say the long game, I am concerned I'm coming off like manipulative, and I don't mean it that way, but like, just get outside yourself and think about like impacting the greater good. What are some quick and easy things that people can do to just put their one foot on that path?
Here's a $1 million tip. I learned this 2 years ago with my business partner, Josh Taub. Meet 10 new people a week. You're an introvert, ask questions. I just did a great show, TV show with a lady, Colleen Biggs. I need to connect you with her if I haven't. See, we're doing a connection here on radio, on podcast. But what happens is, again, I'm going back to the people asset business. You need to meet people. If you're an introvert, ask questions. Colleen, how long have you been in, you know, where do you live? I live in San Jose, California. How long? You know, I've lived here all my life. Do you love it? And that just leads to a conversation. Here's the other tip. Shut up and listen. We shut up a lot of times on Zoom or in our virtual meetings, our networking meetings, but then you see things like they turn off their video. They're turning away if you're watching this and on YouTube. If you're listening, we've all been there.
Yeah.
Can't build a relationship doing that. Imagine talking to somebody at a coffee shop and they've turned their chair around and they're talking to you. So what are you, ain't gonna work. It's no different virtually. It's just a different platform. Go out and meet those 10 people. I've had people triple, quadruple, five times their income doing that. Call me back and message me back. Oh, my God. It's so easy. Now, you might not do it today. Maybe next week you meet two people. Build up to it. I always forget to say that, because now I mentor businesses all the time. I'm like, oh, that's a lot for me. It's okay. We want to move step by step to get closer to it.
Start with me. That.
Yeah, exactly.
You have no idea who that one could turn out to be. And again, you know, that woman I was talking about that I ran behind in the Boston Marathon 12 years ago, she's a big Boston-based DJ, like radio DJ. And my husband was like, that's her. It's like, oh my God, like how's my hair, right? Like I'm all nervous and everything. Couldn't say hi because I'm actively dying as I'm running this marathon, right? And so I told her yesterday, and she's like, I wish you said hi. And that's the other thing. It's like all the judgment, all the garbage. And I find this with so many conversations where, you know, I am coaching people a lot on their mindset and how much they have already placed judgment on the situation before the situation even really, you know, like activates. And I'm obviously completely guilty of that, where I was like, she doesn't care anything about Colleen Greco. No, maybe Colleen's exactly who she needed yesterday. Maybe she was having a tough day. Did that ever occur to you? Right. And so it's like the impact, you'll kind of like never really know the capacity or the touch that you have, but know that by making that connection, somebody just walked away with what we were talking about earlier, these little nuggets. Like you have these little nuggets that you can just plant with people and you don't know which one they're going to take and which one they'll throw away, but you have so much to give. Don't discount that.
Oh, it's here's the amazing thing about connections and networking. Ask, A-S-A-K, A-S-A-A-S-K. Ask, what's the worst thing that's going to happen? She goes, you know, hey, nice to meet you. She's nice to meet you and walks away. Didn't affect your world, didn't affect your world. Or she goes, hey, nice to meet you. What do you do? And then you start talking.
Yeah.
When you ask somebody for even a sale, you know, hey, you ready to get started? No, I'm not ready. Ask. The worst thing that's going to happen is not going to be traumatic.
Mm-hmm.
And here's how networks work. Here's a real life story. You're going to be blown away by this. Yesterday, I met and this is how crazy this is. You just mentioned the Boston Marathon.
Yeah.
So I was on a call. Again, a lot of calls that we do. Me and his name is Joe Weil. We connected. We're both Notre Dame football fans. And he tells me, hey, I know this guy, Mark, who was part of the Boston Marathon bombing. Lost mm-hmm. legs. And he's doing wonderful things. You know what I did? I'd love to have Mark on my show. I didn't even hesitate. Let's think about that. This guy's big. He's all over the world. You know, NBC, all these shows are big shows because it's such an incredible story what he's doing. The worst thing that could happen is, yeah, let me reach out. Or, you know, Mark's too busy. Okay, great. That happened one or two times. But he said, yes, absolutely. He would love to be on him. We connected. He's going to be on my show. Because I asked, instead of which I used to do, like, you know, if I ask, you start thinking about all these scenarios happening. So yeah. Just ask.
At one point, he wasn't who he was, right? Like, that's the thing, too, is like we all start off in the same place. It doesn't, Nobody is superhuman. We're all just trying to get through the day. And so I then took my mojo from yesterday's call. And I'm going to name her name so that I can tag her in the video and continue to stalk her. But I'm after Gretchen Rubin now, who wrote The Happiness Project. And I was like, who's going to say no to being on a show about joy if you wrote The Happiness Project? So
yep.
She's on my list. She will no, say
no. Oh, you just got to ask. I mean, again, it's in everything in life. Some are a little more harder than others. But again, if you look at, you know, it's going to be okay.
It's going
to
be
Arnold Schwarzenegger to be on my show. Reached out to his manager. I didn't get a response. And I'll do it again. I'm going to try to talk to Mark Wahlberg. And that's the power of the podcast. And we'll talk about that in a future show. But again, everybody wants to talk about themselves. And having the ability to connect with people and motivating them, inspiring them, and educating them, such a joyful feeling. Really is brings a lot of joy.
Let me give you a little tip about Mocky Mock, because I am from Boston. Do not
That's right. That.
Don't. He does not like it.
Marky Mark, don't call him that?
Don't. Nope.
Yeah, no.
Everybody in Boston knows that. It's like, you want to, because you grew up with it, but no, don't.
Uh-uh. Yeah, it's not good. Good tip. I'm going to write that down because just in case something happens.
But you know what's going to happen now is your brain will tell you the opposite and you will call him that and you'll see like red. Sorry, maybe I shouldn't have said anything.
No. It's good. I think I've heard that before. I used to watch his TV show, The Wahlbergers.
Oh, yeah.
It was a great show. But again, connecting changes your life too. I'm out there producing a movie. I never thought I would produce a movie. And that's why I reached out to Mark Wahlberg, because the director I hired, and hired as in partnered up with, and a screenwriter, he knows Mark Wahlberg. And that's why it came up. He's going to reach out to have him play this God Doesn't Waste a Thing movie. And it's about this gentleman who committed adultery, RJ, and he's very open, wrote a book about it, and went to prison, and all these miracles have happened. And never would have happened if I didn't connect. In this case, it was through a podcast. So I tell people, door opens, walk in, because guess what? You can walk right out that door.
I feel like you started to tell me about this on your show, and now it's all connecting. So you are actively making this movie. I need to hear way more. Tell us about this, because this is all, so the essence of the show, I mean, Joy can go in 100 different directions, but it's also having like just enough fear to push yourself into having like taking that first step. And a lot of people would stay small and say, nope, I could never make a movie. So tell us, like, what was the precipice for just pushing through that fear and taking that first step?
That's, you're such a great host. That's such a great question. Because as I think about, I never had an obstacle. I just met him for the first time. He told me his whole story, how he tried to commit suicide. The train missed him. He showed me the sweatshirt. This is 40 minutes into the conversation. That's why I'm telling you, audience, you can connect with people pretty good. We connected quickly.
Yeah.
And had him on the show twice now. I've had his chaplain on my show. And just listening to his story, I reached out and said, RJ, this has got to be a movie. At least prisoners to see it. That you got out early and you're out helping prisoners, because there's a lot of things about prisoners. They don't make a lot of money, and you know, like $7 a phone call for 20 minutes, something like that. And those calls are so important to a prisoner. And here's what I learned. I'm very transparent to the audience and you. I had a different feeling about prison before I met RJ. Hey, you killed somebody, you committed adultery, but listening to RJ, you can rehab. Now, and some people might not believe that. And again, that's your own perception, and that's okay. But you know what? If I can help, and I'm trying to go into a prison and speak to some prisoners here locally and bring joy and bring hope and bring faith. So I wanted this story, either thinking a documentary or a full-blown movie, maybe a Netflix. But the director, Jason, and Jacqueline, the screenwriter, just love it, because there's a lot of faith-based in that, mm-hmm. a lot of lessons, support of his family. That wasn't there, he'd probably be dead. All these different things. And I'm like, I don't want to make a movie. I don't want to produce a movie. But the universe talked to me and brought another, again, connection. I met somebody else who goes, I've got a great director. So I meet the director, Jason. Goes, your timing's unbelievable. I've been looking to do a faith-based movie. You're bringing it right to my lap. It's the Mr. Universe. It's faith that comes to you. And then I meet a screenwriter. She's in Mexico. She loves the story. I want to be part of this. We met a lawyer, loves the story, wants to be part of it. This is the power of connecting. This is a phrase that I want everybody to write down. Your network is your net worth, especially if it's high quality. I've added that piece to it. Because I was networking with everybody, and not everybody can help me. Now I'm in a position where, you know, I want very influential people on my show, and I want to work with those type of people, and that's great. Nothing wrong with somebody selling Mary Kay like my wife does, you know, make 20, 30, 50,000. You're still going to learn from my show, but I can help more people with the, in more abundance with this. So, we're in some obstacles, but here's what the universe brought me. I meet this guy, Jonathan Bogner, out of the blue. He's an actual producer. He gave me tips on how to get this produced. Do a quick 3-minute, go out there. If you can get Mark Wahlberg, or the other guy is James Cazaville, who did Sounds of Freedom.
Okay.
Says those two guys would be great for your show. Here, do it. Again, this is all opportunities I probably have to pay for. These are all free tips, because we built this relationship. I had him on my show. Here, let me give you some tips. How many of you out there would like that? Some millionaire or billionaire comes up to you. Hey, let me give you a couple tips.
Little seeds, and then they make it to the next connection, and then the next. And that story is insane. And it just shows or illustrates the beauty of life, that just because you're headed, I was listening to it this morning. They were talking about in Brockton, Massachusetts, there's a lot of like unrest in the schools, and the kids are beating heavily on the teachers and all that stuff. And it's getting really, really bad. And they were talking about, well, these parents are nowhere to be found and they're working, I don't know how many jobs to just try to like, you know, make ends meet and such. And, you know, they were talking about why not bring in some rehabbed criminals that went down that path, made the bad choices, got thrown in prison, had to, you know, basically surrender everything that they had, got out and made it work anyway. And let's talk about how hard that path was, but illustrate that, you know, even though you may not have been served the best scenario as a kid and been forced to be an adult at a very young age, you can still, like, there's still options and turns to be had. So RJ's story is just unbelievable.
Well, let me tell you another story RJ introduced me to. I forget the gentleman's name is on tip. You know who you are. He's an incredible guy, married, single, married but with no kids. And he just has this huge servant heart. So what he did in where he lives, he lived on the, I guess you could say, the rich side. And then across the street is the bad side, all things. And he literally park in the bad side and walk past the gang headquarters and try to talk to them for weeks to go play basketball. Finally got a couple of them to play basketball. Now what he does is he has a dinner. And I want you guys to think about this. They come to his house. He has a bowl there. All the cell phones go in the bowl. They pull all their guns out, pull the ammo out, and put it on the center of the table.
Okay.
And this guy has a dinner with these people, these gang members, and some are leaders of the gangs, and just talks about joy. I keep bringing joy up because you're so beautiful, Colleen, of this. He brings joy to these guys. Like some, he's changed his life. He does not get paid for this. Now, he's got a nonprofit to help these guys get jobs. And here's the other thing. That's not the end of the story. He's got two gang members that have been shot living at his house because they're homeless.
Oh.
So you got a white couple, young, in their 30s, no kids, and they offer their house to. And sometimes they disappear and he has to go find them. That is a servant's heart. Those are the stories that we need to see on ABC, NBC, and CBS.
That is incredible.
Just brings joy to me. Isn't that crazy? It's just so cool.
The work you're doing is so incredible. I want to make sure, first of all, that because I will forget because I get so sucked into our conversation. I want to make sure I share your LinkedIn at Steve Ramona. Definitely follow Steve and do what you can to support this movie project. If you know somebody, everybody knows somebody. You may not know the producer or the director, but you know the people who know the people who know the right people. And all those connections are so important.
And I'll do a shameless plug. What we're looking for now is money. So if somebody out there listening wants to invest in this project, let's connect. We can get you connected to the director. It's not going to take a lot of money. But, you know, this is a project truly, not that other movies aren't, because they're entertainment and that's what it's for. This is truly, I believe, is going to change lives. And you see it too, as you heard me tell the story.
Wow. I need to do more of that kind of work.
Like, that is
amazing. Let's also make sure we share your journal. So you have a journal available on Amazon, The Serving Journal. And here's the link. I'll also put it in the show notes, but I always love to flash it up to make sure that people can see it. Steve.
Well, let me talk about that journal real quick. So what it's done and what I've developed is, you know, gratitude. We have a gratitude journal. We have diaries and they're great. And I keep doing them, but you got to practice serving. Why I can jump on a call with Colleen and go, here's six referrals within minutes. Like you say, I do it all the time. It's because I practice that bringing value. Well, with the serving journal, I want you to start on Monday with the journal, and it's dated Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Write down every time that you serve somebody. And hopefully it's everybody you meet. But if it's not, if you forget, don't worry about it. But I want you to go Friday or Saturday, look back in your journal, see how you felt, see how it felt to every person that you served. But to me, the most important thing, how did it change your week? What happened in your week? Did you get to meet Colleen Greco and be on her show like me? This is why I served. I am blessed to do this. But what happened in your life? And I guarantee you, the next person you meet, you're going to think more of bringing value because now you're seeing it written down on a piece of paper.
Yeah, and the power of that. And I mean, truly, everybody's so busy that you tend to forget these moments. So recording it just brings joy back to my day when I think like, oh yeah, I did do that today. That was really great. And that made a difference in that person's day. Give people some examples of some small things they can do too. Cause sometimes they think, oh, serving, that means I have to go fly to, you know, Mississippi and rebuild a house that was wiped out by Hurricane Katrina.
Yeah.
Also important, but maybe if you can't do that, what can you do in the comfort of your own home or in your community?
Well, one thing you do is fly to San Jose, California and give me money. No, I'm kidding. I'm joking.
Yes. I mean, obviously.
No, it's, here's a couple of things. You're at, you know, I go to church and this happened a couple of weeks ago and this baby had a beautiful little ribbon on her head. She was a gorgeous baby. And I told the mother, what a beautiful baby. I love that. And she smiled and she was excited. You could tell. Well, thank you. Appreciate it. So when you do that, don't think about the outcome. It might have made her difference in her life for 30 seconds, 30 minutes, 30 weeks, or 30 months. We don't care about that. We don't care. The outcome needs to be positive. We don't care how long that outcome is. So you could do that. Grocery store. I do it all the time. Here, step in front of me. You've got less items than I do. You just serve somebody. You don't know who that person is. You may never know who it is. You may never see him again. But the universe goes, hey, Steve just did something. Here's another story, real quick story. Working, not a good day. So I tell people, you're having a bad day, go serve somebody.
Yeah.
It will change, right? We talked about that. So I went to the grocery store and getting groceries, and I was thinking about my day. I'm like, I'm going to buy this lady her groceries. Took my credit card, put it up front, and the clerk was like 21, 22, like big surfer guy, California, because I'm in California. Dude, what are you doing, dude? You can't do that. I said, no, it's just have this feeling, this call, calling, I need to do it. She's like, no. I said, just do it. And I don't know, $20-$30. Didn't matter. I didn't even care about the price. So we finally do the transaction. I do mine. We walk out. She starts crying. Gives me a little hug. She's holding this baby. And maybe it's the baby. I don't know why, but you know, subconscious something happened. She turns to me and she goes, Steve, my husband lost his job last week. I don't know how we're going to pay for these groceries. Now, I didn't know it. She didn't tell me. Somehow the universe is talking to me. And that's not the most important thing. Not that I paid for her groceries. And that, it was nice. But I want the audience to think about what is – her name is Debbie. Debbie, what's Debbie going to do when she gets home? Hey, husband. I know, never got his name. Tom, let's say. Tom, yeah, and this guy Steve – we're at Safe when he bought my groceries. Okay, he did? What'd you do? You know, you go through that conversation. What subconsciously or consciously are they thinking? Who are we going to help now? Mm-hmm. Whether they do it or not, it's if we pass that message on, pay it forward, great movie, by the way, or different things like that. So that door opens. You never know what you're doing. And now, if she didn't lose his job and just bought, that was good enough. But by grace of God, I helped him even more. And now I'm going to be able to help other people without even knowing. I'll never know. Another quick story. I got so many. So there's
I could listen to you talk for 15 years. I could care less. Keep going.
I hope the audience is okay. And the last one. So there's a tree in Central California. It's 3,500 years old. Oldest tree in the world. I want you to think about 3,500 years ago, somebody had to plant a seed to grow that tree. Well, that person obviously is no longer around. But without them knowing or that person knowing, how many people slept under the tree, got shade under the tree, maybe got married under the tree, had a celebration? How many lives were affected? That's what joy, serving, and connecting do. You connect with people like Colleen. You just don't know the impact it is. Just know you did something really good.
I don't know if, like, is my tie too tight? Can anybody else not breathe? I think you told me that story before, and it still takes my breath away because it's so true. You don't know. So how about you just do something kind, because kindness just, it multiplies. It you have no idea. It's limitless. So just do something, no matter how small or what you think is insignificant. There could have been, and I've heard so many stories, people send me stories all the time about, they're meeting somebody and they, make eye contact and they say, hello, or can I buy you a coffee? And the person was contemplating suicide. And that connection broke that thought pattern. And that is like, if we could get more of that in the world, imagine how much it would change.
Oh, amen.
Steve, I cannot thank you enough. You are just so gracious with your time and your message is just so powerful. And you're just a delight to talk to. What can I say? So I am just so thankful. Thank you for being on today.
Thank you. This is just so awesome.
And that was the latest episode of Joy Unleashed. Be sure to subscribe to my YouTube channel so you never miss an episode. Do you really need a joy tip of the day after just hearing that episode with Steve Ramona? Wow. Just wow. So since I give you a joy tip of the day, I'm going to give you one, but I don't even think we need it because that was such a powerful episode. The tip of the day today is, just like Steve said, think about where you can make a difference in someone else's life. Small little moments of servitude, right? What can you do to either pay it forward, hold the door, acknowledge somebody you wouldn't normally make eye contact with? There are so many small incremental things that you can do to add joy to somebody else's life, make their life a little bit easier, buy them a coffee, give them a hug, make some contact with someone without expecting anything in return. That's joy. Thank you for tuning in to Joy Unleashed. As always, it's my honor to be your host and joyologist, Colleen Greco. Follow me at The Colleen Greco on Instagram for daily motivation and inspiration. And don't forget to leave my show a review on Apple Podcasts. Until next time, sisters.